These friends were like family.
I looked up to her as a mother. She told me that I was like a son that she never had.
And as usual...
How much did you take from her?
She gave me $2,000.
Money and family don't mix.
Carol's a very wealthy person. She likes to go around telling people that she can afford this, that, and the other.
You didn't evidently find that to be a turnoff.
We worked together for a year. I had to be friendly with her.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheinlein. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Carol Hull is suing her former employee, Billy Long, for an unpaid loan to pay child support.
Order. All rise.
It's case number 190 on the calendar, the matter of Hall versus Long.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Folks, have a seat.
Mr. Long, how do you know Ms. Hall?
We used to work together. I was her assistant.
Where?
White House Black Market. It's a women's boutique clothing store.
When did you work together?
I left the company back in September. We worked together for about a year.
How old are you?
I'm 27.
How many children do you have?
I have one child.
How old?
11.
You want to explain to me why you weren't paying child support?
It's not that I never paid child support. I always have paid child support. I didn't know that I had a child. And then when the mother of my child went to go file for assistance, she put me down as the father. So in the state of Iowa, I owed arrears from the day that the child was born until the time that she filed for assistance. So I owed 5 years back child support. So I owed about 10 grand back child support.
And you never contested that you were not the father of
I didn't. Child. Once I saw pictures, she looks just like me. There was no denying it.
Okay, do you visit?
The mother does not allow me to see her.
That's not a question of mother doesn't allow you to see her.
No,
if you were interested in seeing her.
I am very interested.
Then what you do is you go to Iowa.
Right.
And you petition the court for visitation. And you don't wait 6 years to do that. You do it if you're legitimately interested. Otherwise, you don't say the mother doesn't let me.
Well, I am legitimately interested. I didn't have the money to hire a lawyer. I didn't have the money
you
to...
You don't need a lawyer, sir.
No? Okay.
No. You don't need a lawyer. You go to family court and you say, I want to visit with my child. But now that you've waited 11 years, it might be more difficult.
Yes.
Is what you're telling me, Mr. Long, that after you found out that you had this child, which you didn't know until the child was five.
Correct.
But once you found out that you had a child, you were consistent in paying your child support for the last 6 years regularly and on time.
Correct. They garnished my check. I didn't want to be delinquent. I didn't want to be the person who didn't pay. So I set that
up. Then would you try to explain to me why Ms. Hall had to give you money for back child support?
Okay, she didn't give me money for back child support. What happened was when I was working with Ms. Carol Hall, I went to lunch one day and my card got declined. And so I came back all distraught. I didn't know what happened. So I called my bank. They said that child support drained your account. So I was, you know.
Child support drained your account?
To pay for the arrears from the day one. Because I owed like almost 10 grand in back for those years. So they garnished my account. They took everything out of there. I was just all distraught. I didn't know this could happen to me. I had no idea. They've been taking it out of my check. I was on time.
For how long have they been taking it out of your check?
Gosh, for the last 5-6 years.
Well, the current order that you're paying is how much, sir?
I pay roughly about $500 a month in child support, plus I provide insurance.
Does the $500 a month include an amount for the arrears?
They take a percent. It's a very, like, 10% or something. It's
right, so if you're paying $450 a month, they take $50 towards the arrears.
Right.
Then I don't understand why they drained your account.
I spoke to a lady in the state of California because I live here now. They've turned the case over to California to garnish my checks and to go through that. That she told me they can do that up to 4 times a year. That they can just go in and drain your account. So that's what happened. And so I was distraught one day and I couldn't even afford lunch. I had no money to my name. I had no idea this could happen. So, you know, a couple of days went by. Carol came to me and said, you know, I would really like to help you out. They took $2,000 out of your check. Let me help you. Here's $2,000. Let me help you out. Her and I had gotten extremely close. Like, I looked up to her as a mother. She told me that I was like a son that she never had. We got really close. We'd go out. We would, you know, spend a lot of time together. So I felt close to her. And I told her, she's like, let me help you. I'm like, Carol, I can't pay you back. Like, I don't have the money to pay you back. Like, I have no money to my name whatsoever. And I don't know, like, when I'm going to get this all situated. She was like, don't worry about it. Carol's a very wealthy person. She told me a lot about her.
I don't care about her being a wealthy person. Her being a wealthy person doesn't make it your wealth. I know there are people around these days that think that one person's wealth should be somebody else's wealth, but that's not necessarily the way I run my life.
No, not at all. But she told me that, you know, she's very wealthy. She knows she doesn't need the money. Like, it's nothing to her that she can come to me and help me with this money. Like, it
she
wasn't a big deal.
She didn't say that all to you.
She did.
No, she didn't.
Yes, she
did. No, she didn't, because that doesn't even make sense. Let me help you make sense, but nobody says to you, I'm a very wealthy person, and I don't really need this money. And I'm going to give you this money because I don't really need it.
No, she was telling me, like, in the years that we spent getting to know each other, she had told me, you know, about all the money she had and all the things that she has. And
good. That's her thing.
That's her thing. She likes to flaunt it. Yeah, that's her thing. Well, she likes to go around telling people that she can afford this, that, and the other. That's her thing. Yes, you are 100% accurate on that.
Just a second. Then you must have liked that, because you said we got very close. You didn't evidently
find... We worked together.
I'm speaking. You didn't evidently find that to be a turnoff, because if it was said, as you have suggested it was said, to be a braggart, that's not somebody that I would want to be really friendly with. So evidently that didn't bother you over the years when she was being a braggart.
Well, no, what other people do, it doesn't bother me at all, if that's what you choose to do.
It's not a question of not bothering you. I would rather not be really friendly, as you said, almost a parent-child relationship with somebody who was a braggart.
Right. We worked together for a year. I had to be friendly with her. You know, she was there for me.
Well, that's different from what you told me a moment ago, Mr. Long. What you told me a moment ago was you developed a very close relationship. She treated you like the son she never had.
She did.
Well, if she treated you like the son she never had, you must have said, you're like the mother that I wish I had.
Correct.
Well, are we talking about two different women here? One who was warm and generous and somebody that you wanted to treat in a maternal fashion and treated you in a maternal fashion, or one that was a callous, brazen lady and a braggart who liked to throw her money around? Which one is she?
A mixture of both.
Yeah.
Honestly, she's a mixture of both. She could be the sweetest, kindest person, and then behind your back, snarky, talk about you.
And how long have you known that about her?
I probably didn't learn that about her until about 6-7 months after working with her.
Was that before or after you took the money?
It was before I took the money.
So you found out that she could be snarky and talking about other people. I'm speaking.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So you knew all that about her. And then you took her money, because then you were having this heart-to-heart talk with her, and she felt terrible about what happened to you because you had no food to eat and you didn't have lunch money. And all this she found out because you confided in this snarky lady. Do you get where I'm going?
I get where you're going.
Good.
I get where you're going.
Get it there fast.
I got
it. How much do you owe her?
Well, she's claiming I owe her
I didn't ask how much claim. How much do you owe her?
$1,600, I guess.
How much did you take from her?
She gave me $2,000.
And when did you pay her back the $400?
After I left White House Black Market, like I said, in September, she started calling me talking about, you owe me money. And then I started getting emails from her talking about, you owe me money, you owe me money, when are you paying me back? So I was just so distraught. I'm trying to get my life together.
Why should you have such trouble getting your life together?
Well, I have no family I have nothing. I moved out here on my own. I have no family. I have no... It's just me. So, I'm just trying to figure out. Like, California's an expensive state to live in. I'm trying to, you know, establish myself.
You should have gone to Iowa.
Well,
have a child.
I did.
You have a child that you're dying to see.
Yeah.
What are you doing in California?
Trying to make a living.
It's cheaper in Iowa.
Yeah.
Cheaper to live.
Yeah, but...
Easier.
It is easier. The life isn't easy.
Well, life could be a lot easier for you in Iowa.
Could be, but it's...
Well, I mean, you can't live in California and say, I'm here all by myself, and it's a very expensive state to live. Choose a cheaper state. And one where it's closer to the only blood person that you have, who is an 11-year-old child.
So, back to getting to how I owe her money. She started harassing me with emails then, talking about, you owe me money, this, that, and the other. So then I just to get her off my back, I was like, you know, when can I give you money? Can we set something up? Like, let's just to get her off my back. I didn't have the money to give to her.
So you said to her, how can we set something up so that I can give you back the money?
After she was... emailing me talking about, you owe me money, when are you paying me back?
So then you said to her, how can we set something up so I could give you back the money? And
she said, well, you can just mail me a check. I don't have checks. I've had check fraud. So I went in and gave her cash on 2 or 3 different occasions.
Went into the store?
It went into the store after I had no longer worked there, yes.
So
it's
left
not
the
a gift, it's a loan.
Well, you because left, you were harassing me.
You left the store in September.
Yes, ma'am.
And you went back to give her money for the first time when?
I would say probably November.
Okay, and when the next time?
Maybe December.
Okay, and the next time?
Maybe January. Like, it was only two or three times. I'm sorry, I don't.
Well, two or three times, and what amounts did you give her?
One time I gave her 200, and then another time I gave her 300. I think it was really just two times, because I only.
Well, two and three is 500. You said you gave her back 400.
She's saying I gave her back 400.
No, I asked you how much you gave her back.
Because that's what she said on the paperwork.
No, I asked you. I'm not looking at her paperwork. I'm talking to you. Okay. That's what you said.
No, you're right. I did say that. But then you just asked me how much the times I gave her. So I was just remembering back. I do apologize.
Mm-hmm. Why did you stop?
My child support got raised. I had to move. You know, I had to start getting insurance.
It's so you had other expenses.
I had other expenses.
You had other expenses.
I was in and out of the hospital.
But you had made an agreement with Ms. Hall to pay her back. And you started to pay her back.
Yes, to get her off.
And then your child support got raised to what?
It got raised $100 more a month.
They sure know how to go after it in Iowa, boy, let me tell you. Good for them. Now, did you ever think of saying to this lady who was very nice to you, I'm going through a rough patch. I'd like to be able to give you $50 a month instead of just cutting her off altogether.
No, we didn't talk.
Well, that's probably a mistake, Mr. Long, because she actually is not a partner with you in all of your problems. She's not your mother.
No, she's not my mother.
Right.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
He began to flaunt many things at work, designer clothing, trips to Vegas and Puerto Rico. So money was being spent on something other than paying me back.
And later today,
you left the car at the defendant's house, said, I'll come back for it when I have transmission fluid. And the defendant sold your car.
Yes.
Should have brought the transmission fluid.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Carol Hall says former employee Billy Long owes for a loan to pay his child support. Billy claims the money was a gift.
Anything else you want to tell me?
I loaned Billy the money out of the goodness of my heart. I discussed it with my husband. It was always a loan. He knew that he needed to pay me back.
She hounded
me.
You notice how quiet she was? Good.
He began to pay me back in very small amounts, not the amounts that we agreed upon, and unfortunately flaunted many things at work, designer clothing, trips to Vegas and Puerto Rico. So money was being spent on something other than child support and paying me back. So I'm here to get the $1,600 from the $2,000 that he owes me.
You got it. Judge for the plaintiff, the amount of $1,600. Thank you. That's all.
Please excuse me. Step out.
The only reason, to my knowledge, that the business relationship ended.
We actually no longer work together. We haven't worked together for about a year.
Is Billy got a job at another retail place of business?
There was a situation at work where I found out she was talking about me behind my back.
For a higher dollar per hour. And came to me in tears, resigning.
Telling people, you know, she gave me money and
saying, I don't want to leave you, I don't want to leave, I love you, but you've got to understand.
She just talks people behind their back a lot.
And this is a better deal for me. I need the money.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Williams versus Brown. Step forward.
23-year-old Sarah Williams is suing former friend, 23-year-old Jasmine Brown, for the value of a car sold without her permission. Missing property, and lost tuition.
Miss Williams, you purchased a car from your brother. It was a used car. But because you had some problems, you couldn't put the car in your name.
Yes.
Want to tell me why you couldn't put the car in your name?
Well, I didn't have a license.
So what you did was you put the car in the defendant's name, who was a friend of yours, with the understanding that she would drive you back and forth to school or to work. At some point, the car broke down. And it broke down because it didn't have transmission fluid.
Yes.
And when it broke down, you left the car at the defendant's house.
Yes.
Said, I'll come back for it when I have transmission fluid.
Well.
On what date did the car break down?
On April the 1st.
And when did you come back with the transmission fluid?
I never came back with it because by this time I was asking her to sign her name off of my title because it was a whole lot going on with the car.
All I want to know is, the car is now left at her house, not running, out in the street. registered or unregistered?
It was registered.
So it had proper tags on it?
Yes.
And at a certain point, the defendant sold your car for salvage?
Yes.
She says, for junk. And she got $250. Is that what you got for it?
Yes, ma'am.
On what date did you sell the car?
On the 7th.
Of April?
Yes, ma'am.
Between the 1st of April and the 7th of April, did the plaintiff come to get her car?
No, ma'am.
And you want to tell me why you sold the car?
Because the car had a dead inspection sticker.
Just a second. It didn't have a current inspection.
Yes, ma'am.
Is that correct?
Yes.
So you can get tickets on it.
Well, yeah, but her putting it in her name, she had agreed to take the car to get it inspected. Listen. And everything, but instead, can I
proceed? It had no inspection on it. Now, just for my own information, what kind of car was this?
It was a 1994 Lincoln Towns car.
What do you claim you paid your brother for it?
Well, we were in an agreement for me to pay him $1,500, and I was supposed to pay him $300 a month until it was paid. I still owe him $600 for the car.
Should have brought the transmission fluid.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
And what happened?
We got into a physical.
What does that mean?
We got into a fight, ma'am.
So why do you think she should pay for your medical bills?
Because she bit me on my wrist.
So what?
And I have like a permanent scar.
So what?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Sarah Williams says former friend Jasmine Brown sold a car that rightfully belonged to her. She is also suing for the belongings she left behind and lost tuition.
You can't just leave the car at somebody else's house and say, I'll be back when I'm ready for it. And you did the wrong thing to start with, because you're not supposed to own a car if you have no license. What did you need a car for if you had no license?
Because I went to school late hours, and me and my children were walking in the dark. And
well, then you shouldn't have been in a position where you had no license. Why didn't you have a license?
My purse was stolen out of a car sometime last year, and I hadn't been able to obtain my birth certificate.
How old are you?
23.
Did you ever have a valid driver's license?
No, ma'am.
Never drove?
No.
Okay. Now I'm going to get to your counterclaim. Counterclaim talks about medical expenses for some sort of an assault. I gather that after this car was sold, the two of you got into a fracas. You want to tell me what happened?
Yes, ma'am. I was receiving text messages from Mrs. Williams, just talking about my children and like saying personal things that I've confided in her about to me. And this was like, I'm like, where is this coming from? So when I saw her, it was a confrontation. And we had got into...
What do you mean when you saw her, it was a confrontation? Where did you see her?
Saw her over apartment complex where a girlfriend of ours lives.
Who came first, she or you?
She was walking and we were walking through, so when we met, it was just like we met up.
And what happened when you met her?
When we met up, the same day, she had been sending messages on Facebook saying what she was going to do to me and my sister and how she was going to do it. So when we saw her, my sister said, what's going on? Like, you know, is it a problem? And Sarah walks past like, I don't know what you're talking about. And then she like aggressively kind of like walked up on me. So we got into an altercation.
Oh, she aggressively walked up to you, and then what happened?
We got into a physical.
What does that mean?
We got into a fight, ma'am.
Well, who hit who first?
I don't remember that. It went so fast.
That's relevant.
Yes, ma'am.
So why do you think she should pay for your medical bills?
Because she bit me on my wrist.
So what?
And I have like a permanent scar.
So what?
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Closed captioning sponsored by. Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
If the two of you were fighting and if you threw the first punch, which you seem to suggest here.
No, ma'am.
In your countersuit, and if you don't know who threw the first punch, why would she be responsible for your medical bills?
You're right.
Great. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $250. Counterclaim is dismissed. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy. A son tells all to the judge.
The deer jumped out in front of me. And
yeah,
I told him
I'm sure a deer.
Does he do this to you at home?
Trying
you are
to.
Not going to intimidate
I'm
me.
I'm not trying
sir.
To
this
intimidate
you. My playpen. My playpen.
Judge Judy.
I was going to give Sarah the $250 from the beginning if she would never call my phone being disrespectful. She's a leech. She is. She's a use-em. She doesn't have anything of her own.
Disrespectful, saying she was going to do this to me and that to me and this to my sister and that and the third.
I was just there for her. I was there for her and her children. And, you know, this is what happened when you try to be a friend to someone.
And when she really knew that she wasn't going to do any of those things, so.
I'm not mad, and I don't regret anything that I did. If I said I'm your friend,
it's a no longer a friendship and will never be one.
I'm your friend, and everything that I did was from the heart, you know?